Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Your Food Online. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm super excited, guys, to bring you some information about the cottage food laws in the state of Massachusetts. So if you're looking to have a home-based food business in Massachusetts, you may want to stick around for this entire podcast. Some of the information I found out is quite intriguing. So let's get started. Okay, guys. All right, so we're back. And guys, as always, if you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, check us out on YouTube. If you're listening to this podcast not on YouTube, it's a Marketing Food Online is the name of our YouTube channel. Check us out there. And we have got about 400 videos to help you get your food product or food business off the ground. And of course, as always, if you're not subscribed to our podcast, check us out. We are all over the planet with this podcast. So you can find us on any outlet where podcasts are available. So let's get right into it. So Massachusetts, state of Massachusetts, is a great state, by the way, to have a cottage food business. The reason being is that there is no limit on the sales. And as far as the different venues and places to sell to is quite amazing, actually. So let's get into the specifics about what their cottage food laws are. And as always, guys, remember, down below, I'll put some information in regards to some links that you can check out more further information. These podcasts that I do about cottage food laws kind of cover a lot of the basics and some of the general information in regards to what you can do and what you can't do. But of course, counties and cities are able to create laws unto themselves, and they may have some information that may not be in this podcast. So definitely check the links in the description and search for your specific county and city, and then double check with your either health department or the Department of Agriculture, and they'll give you more specifics about exactly where you are. Many states have great cottage food laws, but as it trickles down to the local municipalities and such, they do have the ability to create additional either laws or regulations. So keep that in mind. All right, so in Massachusetts, residential kitchens, as they're called, are actually considered food establishments, which are very, very similar to commercial food establishments, okay? So it's a bit of a couple of hoops to jump through. I'm not going to say it's a big challenge to get started, but it is a little bit harder than traditional cottage food laws in certain states, where there's a lot of basic paperwork and very simple things. And in some cases, in some states, you don't even have to have a license or any of that. But in Massachusetts, there's a few things you do need to get in line. But the great thing is, once you get all that done, it is awesome. It is amazing. Really, really great to have a food business. Number one, like I said before, just a minute ago, no sales limit. So you can sell as much as you want from your home. And the types of places that you can sell to are just, here's a sample of just some of them. Of course, you could sell from home, which would mean that people have to come either to your home or you'd have to deliver it to them. Keep in mind that when you make those types of transactions, they have to be done in person. The one thing, though, that's unique about Massachusetts is that you can sell to retail stores, okay, which would include coffee shops and those types of places, but local bakeries, even if you wanted to sell something to a local bakery or a local cafe. You also can actually sell to, this is interesting as well, restaurants. If they want to use a certain product in some of their dishes or cook with it, they can actually do that in Massachusetts, which is really unique. The retail stores and the restaurant aspect of selling at those venues is really unique to Massachusetts because that is not allowed in a lot of states. So it's a really good thing to know. But like I said in the opening, in the state of Massachusetts, they look at your home-based food business as a commercial food business in a sense. So you're kind of classified one of the same. But just keep in mind that if you're looking to scale the business, obviously, if you're working from your home kitchen, you're not going to be able to produce huge batches of stuff. So eventually, it would make sense to transition into a commercial facility. Okay, so you also have different events online, by the way. So you can actually sell, a customer could purchase a product online. But the thing is, the catch is, it has to still be delivered in person. So that's where that middleman thing comes into play, where you still have to deliver it directly to the person or have them come pick it up. I mean, again, I'm not a big fan of that, where you have people coming to your home to pick up products, but that's just me. If you're fine with that, you can definitely do that. Now, events, you could do fairs, festivals, and farmers markets and such. Just keep in mind that some of these farmers markets may have additional like licensing or have a permit or something you have to buy from them. Not in all cases, but to just be aware that there are some that do that. Roadside stands, these are fantastic as well, because if you can get yourself in a very high traffic area and you're at a roadside stand and it's either a very touristic area or there's a lot of traffic because there may be a resort, of something to that effect, that is a great way to go. So yeah, so definitely keep that in mind, okay? In regards to getting those roadside stands, also keep in mind there may be certain licenses or you may have a certain permit. Most cases, roadside stands are allowed just as long as you follow the guidelines within your city or your county. But in some cases, they may have a small, and those are really tiny as far as the cost or the fees for those permits to do roadside stands. So let's see. You can also, so the allowed other services that you can do, by the way, is even having, again, pickup or even delivery. So if you want to create products and you want to deliver them locally, that is something that's definitely allowed. The one thing, though, that is not, there's a couple here. Now, catering from your home is not something that Massachusetts cottage food law will allow you to do. But if you want to, and I did a video on this, by the way, if you want to check into getting a commercial kitchen and operating a catering business where you prepare the food from that facility and deliver it to the event, that's different. That's not producing a product within the home itself and delivering it to an event, okay? And the other one is, of course, mail order. You just can't send it. Interstate commerce, interstate business for cottage food is definitely something that's not allowed. And that's just with any, pretty much across the board with any state. I have never heard of any state that would allow you to do that online and do that without having a commercially licensed facility. So let's get into the type of foods that you can do, which is actually quite extensive as well. Similar to a lot of the other states, again, non-potentially hazardous foods is something that's always just not allowed. And that's stuff like, you know, if you're making steaks or hamburgers and it's a time or temperature sensitive product, that obviously that just, you can't be preparing dinners and lunches and things of that sort from your home. But when it comes to like breads, bagels, biscuits, cakes, muffins, donuts, cookies, which is cookies. My goodness, there's a million cookies you can be making. Muffins, it's literally endless with that as well, different variations. And those are very low cost products that have huge margins, by the way. One of the best-selling products that we have, we're, of course, in a different type of facility, but we're selling our stuff online. Cookies and our cakes are gigantic. They just cost next to nothing to make, and the margins are huge. Doing it from a cottage food standpoint, they could be even more so because there's no shipping, there's no boxes and other things involved. So donuts, scones, sweetbreads, tortillas, breads, just even breads in general. If you like to make breads, then of course there's almost a limitless amount of breads that you can make. When it comes to candy, you can do chocolates and nut brittles, buttercream frostings. And remember now, buttercream frostings you can do if you've got a cake of some kind, but they can't have cheeses or they can't have an ingredient that has to be refrigerated because that would be a time or temperature sensitive product, okay? Cotton candy, baked goods, etc. That's just a huge list. So when it comes to dry goods, you can do mixes, coffee beans, herbs, teas, spices. I can't even begin to tell you, the spice and seasoning business is one of the biggest margin products on the planet. Getting spices together, making a blend, like a signature blend, and selling it. Reason why is that they're very cheap in bulk to get. And once you put them in a fancy little jar, you can charge a fortune for them. Take a walk to Whole Foods or one of these other gourmet stores and see the prices of spices. It's crazy. All right, so pastries. You can do cones and pies. But just remember that the pies and such, of course, can't have like meat in it or have cheese. Again, that's just a refrigerated product. But fruit pies and other things, my goodness, there's tons of those. Jams and jellies are allowed, caramel corns, chocolate-covered items, maybe pretzels, maybe chocolate-covered Oreos, dipped cookies. I mean, it's endless. Nuts and seeds, granolas, popcorn, all of that is allowed. So, of course, prohibited foods would be the perishable baked foods, okay? But those would be items that are baked and then have to be kept at a certain temperature. That's a no-no. Pickles and sauces. Again, these are acidic foods. These would be items that have to have a certain amount. The pH levels have to be checked, and then, you know, you got to can them properly. There's bacteria that could potentially grow. Just keep in mind, any of those types of things, you just don't even want to dabble with it unless you're in a commercial facility. Don't bother. And, of course, under the cottage food law, you really can't. Now, let's get into some of the limitations. So you can't really have employees in regards to a cottage food business at home, as far as bringing people on a time card, you know, paying people per time. When a cottage food business in Massachusetts, you have to do it yourself. What it says here normally is that states across the board may allow one employee, if that would be like a full-time or part-time. You want to double check with your local county in your city for sure on that. Normally, you're only allowed one or none if it happens to be family. So, of course, as I mentioned before, selling outside of your state, what's known as interstate sales, is something that's prohibited. Of course, pets, this is kind of a no-brainer, guys. Just pets and animals can't be in the kitchen or even near it or around the area where you're preparing food that's going to be given to other people. So, all right, so let's take a look at the business aspect of it. Now, as with everything that I recommend you guys, this is only my recommendation, what I'm about to say. Excuse me. I would recommend that you get insurance. You need to incorporate yourself as a business too. Not every state actually requires that, but you need to be as a business. If you start selling products and you're doing this type of business, please just incorporate yourself because you want to protect yourself, okay? You also want to get food producers insurance. Okay. There's a program that, and I don't get paid for promoting them at all. I just simply give this resource to you guys. It's the FLIP program. That's FLIPprogram.com. They offer a variety of different types of food producers insurance. And that type of insurance would be insurance that would protect you in the liability factor in case someone were to get sick and such. And you want to separate yourself, your business from your personal belongings and your personal assets and all that other stuff. So having that insurance is going to help you protect yourself, okay? Now, residential kitchen permit. Okay, so in Massachusetts, you're going to need a permit for your cottage food business, okay? So you must apply for a permit with your local Board of Health. And traditionally, those fees are about $50 to $100. It's an annual permit, like pretty much any permit is. And that's not a big expense. Now, you do have to have a home inspection, by the way. So that is something that will take place. And they just basically take a look at your kitchen, how clean it is, and go through the methods of, you know, how are you preparing the food, et cetera. So getting inspected is something that you will have. The kitchen requirements for that is definitely, in the state of Massachusetts, a must. Now, in some areas of the state, now, not every part of the state, and again, this is something you need to check on, you may need to have a what's known as a food safety training course. Some of the course companies that do that online, it's a company called Serve Safe Manager Course, and it's a food management course. Basically, it's about $100 to $125 bucks, and it covers all of the different types of practical uses for food and utensils, cleaning, sanitation, preparing food, packaging food, all of that stuff. Now, the other one that they have, it's a very inexpensive allergen training course, it's known as, and it's like around $10, and it's not that big of a price. Some states it's about $25 bucks, and it's actually an allergen training course. And what it does is it's a food safety course is really what it is, and it will cover all types of information in regards to the safety, the use of foods around other foods, so things don't get intermixed. And it's definitely something I would recommend that even, to be honest with you, to take just on your own, if you're not required to, because it's going to give you a lot of great information. Now, the other thing is that when you're at home, now some people have wells. So if you're going to get your water tested, you will actually may end up having to get a well test, it's called. And what they do is they try to just make sure that water that's coming into the house and cleaning the, the utensils and the pots and pans that you are actually using to prepare food for other people, it needs to make sure that that water is clean. Okay. Now, they do have, Massachusetts has a law in regards to the label. So when you're selling a product and you're bringing it to a farmer's market, let's say, you need to have certain information, certain bits of information on there, okay? Now, that would include the following. So you would have an allergen statement. You'd have the name of your business. You got to, of course, have the net amount of what is inside the bag, the actual amount, not the packaging weight, but the weight of the product, the ingredient listing, product name, all of the basic things that you really kind of see on a food product in general. And you know what? This is another reason, another way to protect yourself. So once people know what's in there, if they have an allergy to wheat or something, they would know that it contains wheat or it's produced in a place that handles wheat. So when it comes to the labeling, it's kind of just a no-brainer as well. You want to make sure you cover yourself with all of those basics, your business name, your address, an allergen statement, and all that good stuff. Now, do you have to have a nutritional analysis done on it? No. And you can apply for the FDA exemption, which would allow you to be exempt from it. If you're not producing over 100,000 units of a product in a year, you can apply for that exemption through the FDA, and they're not going to force you, and there is no law stating that you would have to have a nutritional label on there if you fall within those guidelines. So with that being said, I want to keep it, all, as always, short and sweet and to the point and give you information you need and not a bunch of gibberish. Take a look down below in the description. I'll put a couple of links for Massachusetts. So the state of Massachusetts cottage food laws, guys, are something you definitely should take advantage of. If you're wanting to get into food business or sell food from home, it's a great stepping stone for you to get to the next level, which would be in a commercial facility. So I would highly recommend you take the time to fill out all the forms, get your kitchen up and running and start selling, and even get a website that you can even sell through. You do have to deliver the product, but you can do that as well. So thank you guys, and as always, share this information if you know someone who can utilize our station, our channel, and our videos. Always let your friends and family know about us. We appreciate it, and thank you as always for the support you've given me on YouTube, and I'll see you guys on the next video or on the next podcast. Take care.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.